So Paul said, I endured all of this, but out of them all, what? The Lord delivered me, right? Yeah. Yea, and all. Now, you see, get this. Yea, and all that will walk by faith, all that will believe, all the people that will believe God sent on this word will suffer persecution like I did. You're no different. Satan goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He said, but he wants you to understand, you're going to get persecuted because evil men ain't going to slack up because you cry a little bit. No, they're not. He said in verse 13, but evil men and seducers will do what? Shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. They are deceived and they think they're getting by and they are deceived. They deceive somebody and then they get deceived. Because they're working in that game. They're running that track. They're living that kind of life. You think you can go around and mess old people and nobody gonna mess over you? You're gonna get deceived too. A deal gonna get pulled on you too. Because that's the way that game works. That's the way it operates out there in that world. Dog eat dog. You eat somebody up, that's somebody gonna get you. Hallelujah. That's just the way it is. He said, what being worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But what? Continue thou in the thing which thou hast learned. Have you been here long enough? Have you learned this word? Have you learned how to walk in faith? If I have taught you faith and taught you love and taught you the thing that is godly, have you learned them to conduct them and to pursue them in your life? Have you learned them to put them into practice in your marriage, in your home, with your children, on your job, where you go out? Have you learned how to walk among men and keep yourself unspotted from the world? Or you just go out there and mingle in the world? See, faith will keep you. It'll keep you. You don't have to waver. When the test comes, you just be like a solid rock. I shall not be moved. He said, what? But continue thou in the thing which thou hast been taught and hast been assured of, knowing whom thou hast learned them. What? And that from a child thou hast known what? The Holy Scripture. Now, with this church is 35 or going on 36. I have to count it up sometime. We're 36 years old. And by 36 years, some of our children have been able to grow up from babies and they are now adults. And my question to you and to us, did I teach my children well enough that they can teach their children? You know, teaching children, not just teaching them I'll be here probably about 30, 45 minutes to an hour teaching you. If that's all the teaching you get, you ain't going for. You're just not going to do very well. But I had those children with me in my home, on the job, going to school. You understand? Did my wife and I teach them well enough in the faith? Did they learn the scripture well enough so when they was away from us, they know how to put these scriptures into practice? Because that same devil that confronted us confronts them. Are you out there? Do your children know how to handle the word of God? Do they know how to pray? Do they know how to believe God? Well, if you teach them, then they can grow up and teach their children. Now watch what happened. He said in verse 14, but continue thou in the thing which thou hast learned and has been assured of. See, notice, assured of. You learn them and you're sure they're right. You're sure they're true. You're not wondering about it. If you're wondering about this faith and wondering about prayer and believing God and standing on the word, and you're wondering, well, you hadn't become solid in your believing. The devil can blow you around, cause you way back and forth. But if you are sure this is the truth and nothing, anything over here outside of this, I ain't fooling with that. Cause they're gonna present to your children, just like the pornography. Yes. They're gonna present to them your children anything else out there. Drinking, cussing, sex outside of marriage, having babies and you ain't married. Come on. Gambling, lying, cheating, drugging and doping, and sometimes roping. He said, assured of, knowing whom thou hast learned them. Knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Now listen to this. And that from a child thou hast what? Known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make thee wise unto what? Salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. See, the scripture, that's what the devil tried to make you feel like, that the scripture had come up to this day and God need to write another Bible. Because this is outdated, old-fashioned, won't work. That's the way people treat the scripture. But God, when he was writing the Bible, he didn't write it for that generation back then. He wrote the Bible, I am. So whenever you get to that time, I am. When you get to another 100 years, I am. Do you get it? So I am for every human, every all time and eternity. So it worked for the I am worked for Moses, I am worked for Jimmy. Yes. Are you getting it? Amen. These scriptures are able to make you wise unto salvation. What's how to be delivered? This word salvation means to be whole, to be sound, to be delivered, protected, how to go out and come in, how to prosper, how to succeed, how to win. Salvation, overcome, triumph, victory. Salvation, make you wise. Amen. No matter what they throw at you, you always come out on top, because this gospel make you wise unto salvation. I know what to say. I know what to say. I know how to confess. I know how to believe. I know how to walk in love. I know how to release my faith. I know how to take my stand on the word of God. I'm wise. I don't crumble. I don't give in, because tests show up, trial come. I'm not afraid, because my heart is full of it. It makes me wise. The word have entered in my heart. Yes. Thank you. Yes. Now, I don't know how far I'm going to get with this, because my time is quickly. And running out. Listen to this. We're still talking about unwavering faith. The thing one should do is to make God's word what it is in their individual life. Well, what is God's word? It's the truth. You have to make it what it is in your life. It's true whether you make it be so or not. It's true. But that's what you must do in your life. Let it be what it is, the truth. The absolute truth, where nothing else will measure up to the word, and nothing else will be considered or allowed to enter in, or something that you will reason with against the word of God. So you don't allow the word of God got to be so sound and solid that when something else come up that will call you to reason with against the word of God, it'll cause you to miss out. You got to let that word become so sound that you won't allow anything that come up for you to reason. Well, I'm going to read. I just, you know, my money's tight this week. I'm not going to pay my tithe. You said you need to say right then that devil is a lie. That devil is a lie. But if that word ain't solid in you, you'll read it. Come on now. And then when the trouble comes, you don't really have nothing to bargain on because you've been unfaithful.